We are learning Maseches Babasra Daf Nun Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the two dots. It's approximately 8 lines from the top. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, 8 lines from the top. It's in the Mishnah now, the opposite, same thing. We're going back to the same part of the Mishnah. The Ish Chazaka V'Nichsa Ishtai. The Ish cannot make a Chazaka and his wife's Nechosim, which we said, by the beginning of Gemara, we said it's Pashat, he's letting the Paris. Gemara said the case was that he said Dimidvar Me'ilim V'Nechsayich. And the Gemara said that still it's not a chazaka because the wife lets the husband eat. But now the Gemara's new question. Rav says that an eshes ish, that if someone was machzik in the nichsim alog, she has to be meicha because there is a chazaka, and if they're not meicha, she loses. So you see that you need a well, who we're talking about? Maman. Ilan ba'achar. If we're talking about someone else, went on to her nichsim alug. Va'amarav ein machzikim nichsim eshes ish. There's no chazak of nichsim eshes ish. Why? Because she relies on the husband to make a macha. It's not a kasha why the isha did not make a macha because she relies on the husband. So ein machzikim nichsim eshes ish. It can't be someone else. Elav v'bal to want the husband to want the husband itself. Elav v'bal the husband itself. And Rav says that you have to meicha. There is a chazaka. There is a chazaka. So how does that stim? On one hand, the Rav says the isha has to make a macha. Isha shrich limchas. On the other hand, our Mishnah says that the isha does not have a chazaka nichse ishtoi. So it's a stira. Amar Rava loyelam b'bal. It's talking about a bal. It's not a stira. You know why? Going shachaf ba bayros shrich limaros. The bal went ahead and her nichse malug and started digging bayros shrich limaros in the isha's property. When you start digging holes in the property and ruining the property, there's no thing. I'm not meichel that already. That's not true. So it's like this: if the ish is eating peiris, even though he said I don't want to have a shus, he still I don't want it. If he's eating peiris, the halacha is no chazaka because the lady is meichel. Lady is meichel. But if the husband's digging holes in it already, that she's not meichel already. It's her guf.
She's not meichel the peiris.
So she should be meichel. No. Not she has to get buried. No, we said the case of the Mishnah was that that's Pasha if she has to get buried. He said, I don't want the Paris. Still, it's not a Chazaka. Why? Because she's Meichel to him. Here we're saying, but if he digs in it, that is not Meichel already. So the case where Rav says that she has to be Meichel is, G'gun Shechava by Spire Sheikh Maris. Frank the Gemara, Vamar Nachman, Amar Rabba Avua, in Chazaka in Azikin. And the Gemara thought it meant was that if someone digs in your property, it's not a Chazaka. Why? Because it's not a normal way of making Chazaka. That's why it wasn't Meichel. That's what he thought meant. Why he's in chazaka nezikin? So tomorrow, no, if I care it, ain't my ain din chazaka nezikin. It's just the opposite. When someone digs a hole in it, it's a chazaka miyad. Why? Because dirish meicha miyad. Bishlam, if someone eats in your property, you can't give him a chance. 3 years, I'll let him do it. But digging my property, it's a chazaka miyad. That's what it means. Tomorrow, the Rambam thought this doesn't work. The chazaka. Come on, no, it doesn't mean it doesn't work. Chazaka. If I care it, ain't din. There's no din 3 years. It goes miyad. V'boy yisema. A different shot on what the words ain chazaka nezikin mean. That's not talking about the din chazak at all. He buys a malav itmala, Rav Mariam Kutra, Rav Zimra Vesakise. Which means, we're talking about a whole different story. We're talking about there of Niske Shreinim. That if someone lives next door to someone and he has smoke coming out from his house or a bad smell, the halach is that even if he's doing this for years, it's not a chazaka. You cannot have a chazaka of a neighbor to hurt your friend. Ein chazaka in Ezekiel means when it comes to damaging your friend, there's no such thing as a chazaka. That was what we learned in second paragraph of Avasra, and we are learning here again. And he says, what's an example of that? Either kutra, smoke, or zinom abesakisa, which is smell, you never get a chazaka on that. There's no such thing as chazaka on that. If you're damaging, hurting your friend, it's never mutter to do, and it's always asr, and it's never chazaka on that. That was halacha. It's a whole different halacha. What?
That's
not being mazik someone, not hurting someone. It's not hurting. No, it's just hurting the ground, not hurting the person. It's not that's disturbing his life, his day-to-day life. That's what I mean. So the Gemara says, coming out right now, is that Rav, the stira, on one hand the Mishnah says there's no chazaka, and Rav says there is a chazaka. Teretz is, Rav's talking about me digging a bar. We said, ain't chazaka nezikin, so either it means if I care it, it goes right away, or ain't chazaka nezikin means something else, means it got to be nizke shechein. Rav Yosef Aymer, Yosef says no. Lo'ilam ba'acha. That Rav said, eshes ish meicha, is not in the husband, because the husband's not a chazaka. It means someone else came and took this. I, we said, that you always rely on the husband for that. That was the kasha. We had a different rav that said, because she relies on the husband, and therefore it's not a taina, she didn't make a macha. Loyal ba'acha. The case was that let's say Reuven, someone else, started making chazaka in the chayah baal. At that time, it's not a chazaka. Because why? Because the baal should have been meicha. This is her property. The baal should have been meicha. But then, this fellow ate 3 years after Misa Zabal. 3 years after Misa Zabal. So, migu di boy omale anoza vinte minach. He could say, I bought it from you. He omalei nami. And even if he says, at zavinalei, zvintalei, you sold it to the husband, vizavinalei, and he sold it to me, mehemin, you believed. Now, why are you believed that ani zavinti minach? Why are you believed like that? What's the pshat you're believed to say I bought it from you? Because you did a chazaka after the Misa Baal. And at that time, you should have been moicha already. Now, the Rashbam asks, why is this different than a oris? The halach is that once a oris goes onto a property, but dinarisis, then you never have to be meicha on that. Because there it's very possible that a oris is once oris, always oris. A oris usually stays a sharecropper for a lot of years on one property. Mashainkin over here, when the baal died, so there, vasap is, you should let this guy stay here. Now it doesn't belong to him, the payers anymore. So of course you should be meicha. Now it's yours for the past 3 years. And therefore you should have been meicha. So the case where Rav says, Eishet Shrich Lemuchas means where he stayed 3 years after the death of her husband, and there's a case where you have to be meicha. In the lifetime of the husband, she doesn't have to be meicha, she relies on the husband. But after the death of her husband, she has to be meicha, and that's Pshat and Rav that says, Eishet Shrich Lemuchas. She's not talking about a case where the husband is sitting on the property. Husband and Rav, you don't have to be meicha because you're meicha, like the Mishnah says. Rav is not talking about the husband. Gufa. Because he would believe, that he bought it.
Right.
So Migud is that, he's believed now that she sold to the husband. She can sell to the husband.
That's a true statement.
No, he's saying, he's claiming that's true. No, he said, I saw it happen. No, he's saying, I saw it happen. He's saying, I saw it. He's saying, I saw it happen. I saw you selling to it. I know you sold to it. That's the response picks it out. That he saw. He says, I saw you. Says, look at the Rashbam at the end of the fourth line from the bottom. Ki kama yodeya ani, there's a vintila bailech. I know that you sold to the husband. The achre came the zoven eli mehemin. You believed. That's the case. Taisus wants to know, like, what? Why is one better than the other one? Taisus asks by Shver, why is one better than the other one? But like upon him, because the regular chazak is matina really, and therefore, like upon him, you believe to say I bought it. Gufa amarav, ein bachzike menichsei shesish. You're not. You cannot be make a chazaka on Eishes. Why not? Because she could always say, I was relying on my husband to be meicha. But Dayoni Tapa Nanaf Nalev, Dayoni Gerla Omru Machzik, and you could be Machzik. Dayoni Gerla, Rashi says, Rashbam says, it's Shmuel and Karno. Omar Rav, Halacha to Yoni Gerla. That is a chazaka. Amrle Rav Kanav Rav Asi, Le Rav, Hodabe Mamar Smaitse, you yourself the one who said that a Machzik of Nichze Eishes, because there you're relying on the husband. Here you say, you do have a chazaka? It's tira on you. How the Baruch Meshmaitzeh? Amalhu Mestav Ramik Rav Yosef. No, there are certain times where Rav is Mekel, like the case of Rav Yosef, where it was 3 years after the husband died. So Echanamu, Rav said Aloch Kedayin Negerle only meant when it's 3 years after the husband dies. But about in the husband's lifetime, he argues on the Yonah Gerle and he holds that you cannot make a chazaka. You cannot make a chazaka. That's what Rav only says that Lachid Yonah Gerla means if it's 3 years after the husband dies, there it is a chazaka because she should be meicha. Huh?
Anybody argue
that? No one argued on that. But it's Rav's memra. It was Rav's memra that said that Eishes is Tricha Limchos. And that's what we said, that's Rav's memra. So that's what Rav's saying. There, I pass that much, I do pass like the Yonah Gerla. But like Rashbam speaks out, the Yoni Gerla, Taka argue with Chol Inyan, they argue in every case, and they hold that either case is a case of Chazaka, Machzikin.